And Marquette gets the basketball to start this basketball game here in girls' hoops. Suhai and Marquette. Maria Mulatto, and she carries the basketball, says Marty Spencer, one of our referees. Suhai takes over. Tonight's officials, Buzz Menard along with Jimmy Myers and Marty Spencer from St. Ignace. Suhai has the ball, right wing side on the perimeter. Dribble drive left hand, Jordan Haller. Now over to Claire Erickson. Erickson in the starting lineup as well. I missed her when I announced it. And now back to Alaspa at midcourt. And Alaspa will hang on. Dribble drive left hand. Now up high in the perimeter. She'll rotate up top. Back to midcourt now. This is going to be McLean. McLean to Alaspa. She'll backpedal up high for three off the rim. Rebound chased down by Marquette. And here come the Redettes the other way. Number 22, that's Puskula. Puskula brings it down. Dribble drive left hand. Crossover dribble to her right. Right wing side. They'll work it around now. Over to number 11. That's going to be Michelin. Back to Puskula. Puskula now with the ball. Up high. One dribble. And now back outside to midcourt. This is a dribble drive left hand on the three-point arc. Over to Puskula. Warchalk. Crossover pass down low. Deflected away. Good defense by Suhai. Haller got a hand on it. Marquette ball.
And Miss Haller gets the draw of playing on Marquette's best player, Mulatto, and it looks like Marquette's going to try and post her up and see how she does in the low post.
Now they lob it outside the midcourt to Puskula. Puskula guarded by Knowles. She'll roll off a screen. Bad pass picked off Alaspa in the low block, and now Lily brings it down. Alaspa across half court. She'll dribble drive to the left hand on that perimeter. Right wing side in the three-point arc. Now rotating up top of the free throw line. Haller, McLean in the low block again. Erickson, left wing side, Alaspa. Wide open for three, and Lily hits it from downtown.
A nice ball movement. Kicked the ball inside. Got triple team and a nice pass out to Alaspa for the wide open three.
Suhai takes the lead. It is 3-0 early on. We played a minute and 45 seconds. Marquette with the ball. This is Brooklyn Michelin. Michelin gets it down low to Mulatto. Goes out of bounds off of Suhai. Marquette ball underneath.
And both teams are being very patient running their offense, looking for good shots.
Now it will be Puskula. Back outside, Puskula, right wing side. Oh, there's an elbow. Jimmy Myers is right on top of that. Offensive foul there on the Redmen, on the Redettes, rather, and that is on Warchalk.
And good call, because the Sioux player had her space, and she's entitled to that space.
Alaspa, cross half court, left wing side. Now about midcourt, Knowles, left wing side on the perimeter. This is Erickson, a little crossover dribble. She'll try to go down low, and she's double teamed. Shot no good under the rim. We get a jump ball, possession arrow, Suhai. Haller tied up with the Marquette player underneath, and it will be Blue Devil ball.
A great job by Jordan Haller, anticipating get her in on their ball.
Now McLean lobs it back outside, Knowles. Knowles now Haller, right wing side for three off the rim. Chased down in the corner by Erickson. Erickson with the ball. Back outside it goes. McLean, low backdoor play to Erickson, deflected away. Here comes Marquette, 3-0 Suhai. Mulatto. Bounce pass underneath and not able to get that one. The intended player there to try to get that ball for the Redettes. A pass was just a little too low for that's Mulatto. And Suhai takes over, 3-0 Blue Devils, 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. Alaspa, left wing side on the perimeter, Haley Knowles. Knowles back outside to Emily McLean. McLean chases it down, right wing side, Alaspa. Alaspa dribble drive up high on the perimeter, down low, McLean. Back outside to Knowles. Now down low on the block to the right side, Haller. McLean. McLean free throw line extended. Now it's up high in the post. Erickson dribble drives underneath, puts it up, no good, in and out. Rebound Suhai. Erickson off the backboard, but she's fouled. She'll go to the line.
And the length of Erickson really paid off. It's getting that rebound and going up and drawing the foul.
Sending clear to the line. Six-footer now to the charity stripe. Suhai has a 3-0 lead, 4:59 to go in the opening quarter. Fouls on Mulatto, that's her first.
Yeah, and kind of interesting, Marquette and St. Ignace both play man-to-man defense. St. Ignace is in your face, pressure the ball. Marquette is playing off, and they're trying to pack the paint, not give up any easy, uncontested drives.
Erickson hits the first free throw, 4-0 Suhai. Now Claire with the second one. And that one's good, 5-0 Blue Devils. Full court press by Suhai, under 5 minutes to go opening quarter. Now Puskula with the ball now for Marquette. That's good. Michaela Puskala. She gets her pocket picked. Haller. Knowles back to Haller. Up. No good. The rebound. Erickson's there. The shot. No good. And the rebound goes to Kelly in the Redettes. And Kelly kicks it back outside. And Marquette tries to bring it down. Raina Warchalk. Warchalk up the left lane. Bounce pass to the free throw line. Kelly stops and pops. No good. The follow up. No good. But a foul. Fouled is Michelin underneath by the Blue Devils. 4:33 to go, opening quarter. It is 5-0 Sioux High. Michelin to the charity stripe.
And there's a little miscommunication on the Sioux High defense. Some of the girls were pressing, some were back, and Marquette got the ball to the middle of the paint and was able to attack the basket quite easily.
And the first free throw for Michelin is no good. She'll shoot another. 4:33 to go, opening quarter. Fouls on Haller, her first. 5-0 Sioux High. Brooke Michelin at the charity stripe. Second one, no good. Rebound comes out to Sioux High. Here come the Devils. Alaspa in transition. Now it goes to Erickson. Erickson has lost control of the basketball. Picks it back up. Alaspa, free throw line extended. Knowles for three out the front half of the rim. Rebound goes to the Redettes. Nice rebound there by Zoe Smith. And here come the Redettes. Smith into the game. Zoe kicks it back outside. Now to Warchalk. Warchalk, dribble drive left hand. Kelger defending. She's in the game. Zoe Smith trying to get around Alaspa. And she throws the ball away. It will go out of bounds back to the Marquette bench. And it will be Sioux High ball and a 5-0 Blue Devil lead. 4:04 to go, opening quarter. And Mackenzie Bell, who played well against St. Ignace, comes in for Alaspa.
You know, Marquette guards do a fantastic job of boxing out. I don't think I've seen a team box out that good consistently from the guard position.
Now it's Erickson up high in the post. Kelger, free throw line extended. Knowles. Knowles now it goes underneath. This is a nice move. Erickson twisting and turning. Shot no good off the rim. Deserved a better fate. Here comes Mulatto. Mulatto in transition the other way. She double teamed, kicks it back outside. Now Warchalk underneath, make it Michelin. She throws it away. Sioux High ball.
Marquette miscommunication. Girls went to set a screen when she was wide open and should have just got in position to catch the pass.
Blue Devils are doing an excellent job of Mulatto. She's not getting many touches.
Yes. And one thing that Pat has always done a good job of, figuring out what you need to stop on an opposing team's offense.
Knowles walks the ball up the floor. 5-0 Sioux High. 3.5 to go, opening quarter. Kelger with the ball. Kelger back outside to Bell. Left wing side, Knowles for three. Off the front half of the rim, no good. The follow, Kelger is there, up and in for Sioux High.
And Kelger, as usual, comes in, gets that good offensive rebound.
Kelly will bring the ball down. She'll get the ball to Warchalk. Warchalk will bring it down and make that. I think it's, might, yeah, it is Warchalk. Right wing side on the perimeter, down low, knocked away. Sioux High again with another steal. Here come the Devils in transition the other way. Knowles. Knowles kicks it back out to McLean. Free throw line extended. There's Mackenzie Bell for three off the rim. Rebound. Haller picks it up. They call offensive foul. Jimmy Myers calling that on Sioux High.
And she did get in there a little quick. I know the last time that Jordan tied up the ball, Marquette was lobbying for an over-the-back.
Marquette on the inbounds coming up. 2:56 to go, opening quarter. 7-0 Sioux High. As we get substitutions a moment ago. And the Redettes will inbound it here momentarily. Knowles, Kelger, McLean, Bell, Erickson in the game for Sioux High. Haller leaves. And now over to the official scorer's bench goes Jimmy Myers. Todd Menard's over there talking to Tony Haller, working the scorebook. And Tony conferring there. And now the inbounding pass goes to Marquette, and the Redettes will bring it down. Two fouls for Jordan Haller. And Dad had to get that in the scorebook. Now Puskala. Puskala, right wing side, about 2 feet outside the perimeter. The Redettes hanging onto the ball. That's going to be Clarissa Remillard. Remillard has it knocked away, goes out of bounds. Pat Bennett's got to be pleased so far with his defense. It's been tremendous.
Yes, you've given up no open shots, and that was his biggest concern when we first talked to him last week, was his play of his defense.
Now the Redettes in front of the Sioux High bench in the inbounds. Gets the ball to Puskala. Puskala defended by Alaspa. Lily giving her plenty of room. 2.5 to go, opening quarter. Free throw line extended. Redettes hanging on to the ball. Ellie Jajewski with it. She'll get it back outside for the Redettes into the hands of Remillard. Remillard now to Kelly. Kelly had to chase it down in the backcourt, and she does. McLean's on her. Dribble drive left hand, Kelly. Free throw line extended for the Redettes. They get the ball to Zoe Smith. Smith now up top, nothing down low. They can't feed it there. There's nothing but white shirts. Puskula with the ball. She'll backpedal towards midcourt. Puskula now, right wing side, and a whistle on the play.
Hold on, I think McLean.
Will be Emily's first if it is on her, and it is on Emily McLean. 2:44 to go, opening quarter, 7-0 Sioux High. Marquette to inbound in front of the Sioux High bench. Redettes now on the inbound. Jezeski gets it to Zoe Smith. Smith now on the wing. Now at the free throw line, pull-up jumper off the front half of the rim. Rebound comes down, loose ball. They battle. Redettes come down with it now, and they'll kick it back outside. Now they'll work it around over to Remillard. Remillard back to Puskula. Puskula hangs on. Now it's knocked away. Good play by McKenzie. And Max able to knock it out of bounds, and it will go back to Marquette.
Yeah, McKenzie had great vision and anticipated that pass, cross-court pass. Right now, the Sioux High guards are just dominating the Marquette guards with the ability to pressure the ball.
Puskula now with the ball. Puskula midcourt. Puskula defended by Alaspa. Little hand check on Lily. Puskula now trying to find someone. She finds Kelly in the backcourt. They can't feed it anywhere inside the perimeter right now. Sioux High's defense covering them like a blanket. The Redettes up high in the post now. Over it goes to McMahon, and that's Olivia McMahon. Down low, Kelly, low baby hook shot. Finally, they're on the board as Avery Kelly hits that, and it wasn't easy.
No. If there was a shot clock, it would have been a violation.
7-2, Sioux High up by 5. Alaspa, and there's a turnover. It goes off of Kelly back to Sioux High, but a kick ball. We get a stoppage. Looked like a foul going to be called on the Redettes. I think it's on Remillard. Maybe not. It's on Sioux High.
Yep. I was going to say, the way they're going, it's got to be on us.
And it is. It's on Mackenzie Bell. Mackenzie's first foul. 1:06 to go, opening quarter. Substitutions in for the Devils as Erickson's back in. Kelger's out there. And Marquette now will quickly bring the ball down. DeMolin comes in, and there's a carry. That's the second one on Puskula. Having a lot of difficulty with the Lily Alaspa defensively guarding her there. Sioux High ball in front of the Blue Devil bench. 57.1 seconds to go, opening quarter. 7-2, Sioux High.
Yeah, Lily's able to get right up tight to her and not get beat on the drive. She's just out-quicking her and has great position.
And now this is Alaspa. Alaspa. Back outside it goes to Mackenzie Bell. Bell, right wing side. This is for three. Erickson off the front half of the rim. It goes into the corner out of bounds. And it will be Marquette ball of 40.4 seconds to go in the opening quarter of play in a 7-2 Blue Devil lead.
Yep, the Blue Devils are playing great. Job on defense. Offense the last little bit has been a little bit sluggish. They're kind of rushing things and forcing things.
Couple turnovers. Warchalk brings it down for the Redettes. Warchalk in the right wing corner. Warchalk down low, gets the ball in the low block. Whistle, they'll call a jump ball. Possession arrow goes to the Redettes as they fed it inside to McMahon. And it will be Marquette ball underneath. And a 5-point Blue Devil lead, 7-2, 30.9 seconds to go, opening quarter. Substitutions, Knowles comes in, Mackenzie Bell leaves. Marquette on the inbounds, Mulatto. Back outside, Puskula, guarded by Alaspa. Now Puskula back over to the right wing corner where this is Warchalk. Back over to Puskula. Now this is Kayla Puskula with the ball, or Kalia Puskula. Kalia to Mulatto. Mulatto goes down low. Nice move. Right hand shot, no good. The follow is up and good, and she will get a one free throw as she will go for the conventional three-point play. Nice play by Mulatto.
Yep, she had a great drive going in and followed her shot, got the rebound, went up again strong.
DeMolin with the foul, her first. 7-4, Sioux High lead down to 3, 11.9 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Finally, Mulatto able to get a good touch inside, and now Maria at the charity stripe, and that one rolls off the rim. Back it goes to Sioux High. Blue Devils bring it down quickly. Alaspa pushes the ball down the floor. They're working with 5 seconds, 4 seconds. DeMolin shot no good. Puskula the rebound. Sioux High gets a jump ball possession with 0.2 of a second to go. Devils will get it underneath their own basket in a 7-4 lead.
This will be a tough inbound play to score off of this.
Haley Knowles will do the honors for Sioux High. Knowles, and they'll lob it underneath. Catch and shoot, Erickson. Do they count it? No. And it is not. It was a good effort, but no good. And it's Suhai 7, Marquette 4 after one quarter of basketball. And we will be back as Suhai has a 7-4 lead over the Red Hats of Marquette. Back in 1 minute with more girls basketball on 1230 WSOO. Back at the Suhai gym as the Blue Devils will go into the second quarter with a 7-4 lead. Marquette has the ball to start the second quarter. Warchak, left wing corner, three, no good. Rebound Suhai in transition. A last but Erickson underneath, up in and out. Rebound back to Marquette. Puskula, and we have a foul underneath on the Blue Devils.
And right now the Sioux is getting a lot of fouls for reaching in, so they're going to have to adjust their play and not go in reaching after the ball.
Lily Kelger, her first foul for Suhai, 7-4 Blue Devils. 7:35 to go in the first half of play. Blue Devils started off fast. Their defense is very good, and the offense got a little clunky towards the end. There's a three, Warchak, and that's good from downtown for Reyna Warchak. And the Redettes cut it down to actually tie the game. It's 7-7 with Warchak's three.
Yeah, Marquette made an adjustment and is driving to her side so to open up for her for the three-point shot.
Haley Knowles rolls up top, down low. McLean gets Alaspa right wing side for three off the rim. Bounces up in the air, Suhai McLean. Erickson in the paint, kicks it back right wing side for a long two, no good. Bounces up, Suhai, rebound Erickson. Claire now kicks it back to McLean. Emily dribbles back outside on the perimeter, over to Alaspa. Alaspa given plenty of room defensively. Erickson loses the ball to Mulatto. Mulatto in transition, left-hand layup, short rebound, Suhai Alaspa. Here come the Devils, long entry feed. Left side, Knowles underneath McLean. Now McLean, right wing side, Erickson. Free throw line extended, Alaspa for three off the rim. Rebound, Suhai, McLean. Alaspa drives the lane underneath, right-hand shot, no good. Rebound, Lily, it won't go. Rebound, Kelger. Kelger for Suhai. Alaspa underneath, finally a foul on the Redettes with 6:25 to go in the half, tied at 7.
And much better job to start the second quarter. The Sioux moving the ball around, getting much better open shots, which is also leading to more offensive rebounds.
Alaspa to the charity stripe, foul on Marquette. They will give it to Puskula, her first. Free throw is no good. Alaspa will shoot another.
That was a great decision by Lily to drive to start that play because she had an opening and took it strong to the basket.
Redettes get substitution Zoe Smith into the game for the Redettes. Alaspa's second free throw, short off the rim. Rebound chased down by the Redettes, and they'll bring the ball down Mulatto. Mulatto now long pass Michelin, way too far. It goes out of bounds, and Suhai will get it back in a 7-7 game.
Yeah, that was even too tall for Buzz to catch that, and he's standing out of bounds.
And now Suhai brings it down. Blue Devils will walk the ball up the floor, and they'll kick it now left side. Now Kelger. Kelger at the charity stripe, back outside to McLean. McLean, bad pass underneath. Sagan Nolan is in the game now for Suhai. First time we've seen her this year. And now Michelin. Zoe Smith guarded by Knowles on the left wing side. Back it goes to Michelin. Michelin trying to get around Nolan. Now right wing side on that sideline. We're actually right in front of the Blue Devil logo. They'll get it down low. And this is Mulatto. Shot no good. Rebound Suhai. Here come the Devils. We're tied at 7 in transition. Kelger throws behind Nolan. And we'll go back to Marquette. 5:39 to go here in the second, tied at 7.
And Marquette's made the adjustment of putting Mulatto on Erickson on the defensive end, taking advantage of her quickness to try and shut down Erickson of Suhai.
Marquette now will have Mulatto inbound and Haller's in. Erickson will have a seat on the bench for the Blue Devils. 5:39 to go in the half, tied at 7. They've been a game of streaks in this one. 7-0, 7-0.
Yes.
Now Michelin. Back up top, Mulatto at the free throw line. Mulatto guarded by Kelger. Now Mulatto back on the perimeter, right wing side. Now hanging onto the ball for the Redettes, that's Remillard. Remillard up high in the post, now at the free throw line. Kelly guarded by McLean. Right wing side, mid-range jumpers up. In and out for Zoe Smith. Rebound goes to Suhai. Jordan Haller in transition, driving the right lane. Dribble drive right hand. She'll kick it back outside to Nolan. Now Nolan hangs on. Nolan left wing side over. It goes to Haley Knowles. Up high in the post, McLean loses the ball, gets it back. Emily to Kelger. Kelger driving in on Kelly. Tough shot on the baseline, and it's good from that left side.
Very tough shot. Kind of fading away, but very confident looking shot.
Blue Devils get the lead back 9-7 with 4:45 to go in the half. Red Hats hang on to it. Michelin. Michelin, left corner on the baseline. This is Zoe Smith off the glass. Tough shot up and in.
Yeah, she made a great fake on the three-point shot and drove and took it right to the basket.
Tied at 9. 4:28 to go in the half. Pull-up jumper. Knowles in and out. Rebound goes to Marquette, and they'll bring it down to the right lane. Now trying to get around Knowles is Michelin. Michelin, a little hesitation around Nolan. Bounce pass Mulatto, and a whistle and a foul on Haley Knowles.
And Marquette's doing a lot to get Mulatto the ball down close in the low block area.
And Maria to the charity stripe. Substitution. Mackenzie Bell's in for Calgar. Redettes and Ben Smith will counter with a few substitutions of their own. Kelly will leave. And number 34 for Marquette, Olivia McMahon is back in for the Redettes. Warchalk back in as well. And Mulatto hits the first free throw for Marquette.
So the Sioux's got to do a good job boxing out here, making sure they come down and get a good offensive possession.
Redettes first lead of the game on that free throw. Mulatto hits them both, 12-10 Marquette. 4:15 to go here in the opening half. Yeah, girls basketball on a Monday night here at AM 1230. Glad to have you listening on the dial. Dave Watson, Ray Bell at the Sioux High Gym. And now Nolan loses the ball at the free throw line. And a whistle. We get a travel on Marquette.
Ooh. Yep, she did a half roll there.
Warchalk trying to grab the ball on the floor, and she did. And underneath, McLean on the inbounds. For Sioux High underneath the Blue Devil basket. They lob it outside. Bell fakes a three, right wing side Nolan. Nolan underneath the low block, little baby hook shot. McLean too hard off the glass. Rebound Marquette. Redettes bring it down with an 11-9 lead and 3:50 to go in the half. They'll push it down, dribble behind the back for Raina Warchalk. Left side for three and a long time to shoot. Over the rim, no good. McLean grabs it, that three by Remillard. Here comes Sioux High. They bring it down. Lob pass right side, deflected away by the Redettes, and it will be Sioux High ball.
And the Sioux's got to be work the ball with patience, not try and force the ball.
Alaspa comes in for Sioux High. McLean on the inbounds. Right wing side, this is Bell. Back out it goes. This is Alaspa. Alaspa down low. Nice little baby hook shot. Up and in for Emily McLean.
And it always helps when you can get it inside to your post players to see how the defense is going to react.
We're tied at 11. Another tie, and this is Puskala with the ball. Dribble drive left hand on that perimeter, guarded by Knowles. Now she throws it off the knee of the Marquette player, number 14, Jajeski. Jajeski back in the game. Haller defending. She'll dribble around underneath, kick it back outside. Now the Redettes with the ball, right wing side on the perimeter, Warchalk. Warchalk guarded tightly by Alaspa. Back up top, free throw line extended, McMahon. Now at the charity stripe, back outside to Puskala. Now this is Puskala with the ball, Kayla Puskala. Puskala back up high in the post. It goes. This is McMahon back right wing side. Warchalk for three. No good underneath. Marquette gets the rebound. They hit it off the stanchion underneath off the backboard. Goes out of bounds. Jump ball possession. Arrow to Sioux High. Tied at 11. 2:43 to go in the half. Blue Devil ball.
And the one thing the Blue Devils have to do better on the defensive end is box out as a team. We're just standing watching the ball, and Marquette's been able to get a lot of offensive rebounds.
Maria Mulatto out of the game, and Hannah Young comes in. Boy, Marquette really utilizes their bench. That could be a factor as Sioux High has not utilized their whole bench. We've seen Nolan come in. We didn't see her the other night, but that could be a factor.
Yeah, and Marquette traditionally does play a lot of players that way.
Alaspa, left wing side, on that perimeter, near steal, Erickson with the ball. Pull-up jumper in the paint, no good. Rebound goes back to Marquette. Redettes bring it down. This is played by Zoe Smith. Now Puskala, rather. Puskala with the ball. Mid-range jumper over Nolan, or make that Knowles. It will not go out of bounds. It does. Sioux High ball with 2:14 to go in the half. Tied at 11. Blue Devil ball.
And the way Marquette's playing their man-to-man defense, the Sioux's got to realize it's like one dribble drive, and you got to either pull up and shoot or pass the ball on. You're not going to get the ball all the way to the basket.
Borchak gets a breather. Michelin back in for Marquette. Alaspa, left wing side on that perimeter. This is going to be Haller. Haller up top at the charity stripe. Erickson hands off to Alaspa. Alaspa, left side. This is Mackenzie Bell to Haley Knowles. Knowles, dribble drive up high. Alaspa drives the right lane to the left hand. Up and in. Tough shot for Lily, and she connects.
Yes, very tough shot. And Lily's very good at sensing when to drive and when to pull up and shoot.
13-11, Suhai retakes the lead. Blue Devils in a zone. They lob it across half court. Redettes with it. They'll push it down. Jezeski gets her pocket picked. Here come the Devils in transition. Two Suhai players. Alaspa coast to coast. No good. Rebound underneath Blue Devils. Knowles now gets entangled as she went to the floor. She was helped to the floor. And I think that was missed. As that was because the Marquette player kind of hip-checked her there, and it will be Redette ball.
Yeah, she did. One thing that Suhai has got to take advantage of is their fast break. I don't think we scored a single point off of our transition points.
13-11, Suhai right now with the lead. A reminder, of course, Laker hockey plays tomorrow night over on today's Hits 99.5 Yes FM. That's a makeup game with Michigan Tech because the last time that they tried to play, Laker hockey had a COVID issue, so they are going to play the next three Tuesdays on a couple of them makeup games. That's, of course, the night of the Laker hockey show. No Laker hockey show the next two Tuesdays. It will be on Wednesday night at the usual time, 6 p.m. on ESPN 1400 with Coach Witten, of course, and Billy Crawford and the Pocket Rocket, of course.
Yeah.
Of course, concierge to Billy Crawford as Matt Pocket will be on hand with Billy and Damon. The next two Wednesdays on ESPN 1400, they'll move Laker Hockey Show from Tuesday to Wednesday because the Lakers are played on Tuesdays.
Tis the season to have a eraser on the schedule and
yep.
Make adjustments
no
on
kidding.
The fly.
Yep. Yeah, to tell you what, on the fly it has been for all these sports. But the bottom line is they're getting them in. That's the thing.
Yes.
And we really didn't – we wondered for a long time when this thing started if we'd ever see it again. Now here comes Mulatto underneath. Nice pass in transition. It was Michelin shot over the rim. No good. Back come the Blue Devils out of the timeout, up by 2, 13-11. Now Mackenzie Bell nearly double dribbled there. Now free throw line extended. They'll get it to Alaspa. Alaspa throws it away. McLean went one way. The ball went the other, and it will be Redette ball.
And that's what at times we're rushing that pass. Just wait that half second. Better a half second late than too soon.
Marquette will bring it down. Four-court press by Suhai. Kelger pressing Puskala. Now Puskala gets the ball back from Jezeski. Cross half court, Mulatto. Mulatto to the right lane. Nice move, and it rolls off the rim. The rebound, it won't go. Loose ball, rebound. Suhai is there. McLean lobs it to Kelger. Kelger in transition around Puskala. Up, no good, but a foul on the Redettes. 13-11 to Suhai. Kelger to the line.
And hopefully we make the free throws. That might be our first points off of the fast break.
And Suhai's had several fast breaks, just not able to connect. Kelger to the line, foul on Puskala, she has two. And Lily Kelger rolls off the rim, no good.
You know, in our zone press, it's kind of been interesting. We haven't run it totally right,
right.
But yet we've gotten lots of turnovers off of it. So as a coach, that's like, do I keep doing it? But it's working, so.
And I think that's what Pat and Jim are probably talking about on that Suhai bench, the Bennon boys, Pat and Jim Bennon. And now Kelger, shot no good, and a rebound. They call a
travel
on the Redettes. Mulatto.
Yeah, she was going to go one way, and Erickson got there and made her adjust and too quickly and forced the turnover.
Kelger missed both free throws. They lob it outside to Suhai to Alaspa. Alaspa rotates back to midcourt. 30 seconds to go in the half. Suhai 13-11 with the lead. And now Kelger, dribble drive underneath McLean. McLean, right wing side, Alaspa. Alaspa, Bell, right side for three, and it's good from downtown for Mackenzie Bell. That's big.
Yes, and someone like Mackenzie who can shoot from outside, they could get themselves set up and have a good night tonight.
15-11, Suhai with a four-point edge. Left side now, this is going to be Brooklyn Michelin with the ball. Michelin hangs on to it. Michelin lobs it, and it's picked off there by Emily McLean. McLean now over goes to Bell. Make it Erickson at the horn, over the glass and rim, no good, and that's the end of the first half of play. With Suhai with the lead, Blue Devils right now 15, make it 16. Sioux High 16 and the Marquette Redettes 11 at the half in girls basketball. We'll be back at halftime of the first half stats and more as you listen to Sioux High girls basketball on the official radio home of Blue Devil Athletics 1230 WSOO. Back at the Sioux High gym here at the break, 16-11 the score. The Sioux High Blue Devils and girls basketball have the lead by 5 over the Marquette Redettes. Time for the first half stats. Here are the contest for the Redettes. They were led offensively by Maria Mulatto. She had 4 points, 3 from Raina Warchak, 2 points each from Avery Kelly, along with Zoe Smith. Free throws, Redettes were 2 of 4 from the charity stripe, and Marquette connected on 3 2-point field goals and 1 3-pointer as well. 4 points in the first quarter, 7 in the second quarter. For the Redettes, foul trouble. They have right now Kalea Puskula has 2 fouls for Marquette and 1 foul each from Mulatto and Warchak. For Sioux High, they were led offensively by 5 points from Lily Alaspa, 4 from Lily Kelger. They had 3 from Mackenzie Bell, 2 each from Claire Erickson and Emily McLean in that first half of play. Free throws, Sioux High 2 of 6 in the charity stripe, and they connected on 3 2-point field goals and 2 threes as well. 7 points in the first quarter, 9 in the second quarter. And fouls, Sioux High has several players with 1 foul each in Knowles, Kelger, Haller, along with Bell, DeMolin, and McLean. But right now, Sioux High has the lead 16-7 or 16-11 over the Marquette Redettes. The JV game earlier tonight was Marquette 55, Sioux High 49 in overtime. Several lead changes in that one, and the Redettes pulled away in overtime to win that basketball game. Ray, your thoughts on that first half? It was kind of hot and cold for Sioux High in that first half. Really a first half of streaks, I thought.
Yeah, we scored the first 7 points of the game, and we scored the last 7 points of the game. And in between there, it was
You're right.
The Sioux High has gotten a lot of fast break opportunities, but they've gotten 0 points off of that. That has to improve if you're the Sioux. Their pressure defense has been fantastic. The rebounding on the defensive end has been so-so. They have to improve that. And at times, their offense has looked really efficient, taking advantage of what Marquette is giving them. And then at times, we just get impatient and try and score too soon and end up getting bad shots or turnovers.
The first portion of the first quarter, Marquette could not get anything going as far as offensively. And then they were able to get something going. What do you think what adjustments Ben Smith and Redettes made to all of a sudden score 7 points, to make it a 7-7 game and get it tight? Because for a while they couldn't even get a look.
Yeah, I think part of it was the fouls, because they started driving more and making, and Sioux High started reaching, and all of a sudden we've got, what, 3 players with 2 fouls? So now we've got to back off a little bit, and was able to get some openings for Marquette. And I think Ben Smith told them, just be patient, keep moving the ball, setting screens, and eventually a defense will wear down. If you can have a patient and fortitude to keep moving the ball, you can get some open shots. And that's what, once they got a couple of baskets, you can just see their confidence totally change.
16-11 the score, Sioux High leading the Marquette Redettes. A reminder, we'll be back here tomorrow night. Brimley's in town, Ray's former team, to take on Sioux High and girls basketball. The tip-off show at 7 o'clock or thereabouts here on 1230 WSOO, 1230WSOO.com, and the TuneIn app as well. Then Rudyard is here on Thursday, and more girls basketball, 7 o'clock again here on Radio Sioux and 1230WSOO.com and the TuneIn app. And also Wednesday, I forgot, that's Thursday, and Wednesday we'll have Blue Devil Hockey. Jack Hall will bring us the broadcast of Sioux High at Escanaba from the Wells Sports Complex, 5:45 of the face-off show. And then Ray and Scott Nason will have Rudyard and Sioux High boys basketball from Rudyard on Friday night, and Scotty will be back here on Saturday. And matinee is, I'll take a couple days breather, and I didn't know if I'd be available anyways, so thank God Scotty's available for that. That's our schedule, what we have coming up. A reminder as well, if you missed tonight's game, you can always check it out on the podcast. As long as I don't delete the file like I did with the St. Ignace Sioux High girls game last week. And well, you have all games to do. I deleted it by accident. I'm a knucklehead. And you can catch those on podcast.1230wsoo.com. There's several different podcasts. Scott Nason's The Game is on there, and all kinds of different podcasts from some really good, knowledgeable sports guys on there. And then Scott lets us put our broadcast of Blue Devil Sports and Coach's Corner on there as well. Give us about 24, 48 hours normally in that area. We'll have it on, and I always remind you when that is available as well. We'll take a two-minute timeout and come back with the second half. Sioux High 16, Marquette 11 in girls basketball. Back in a moment on 1230 WSOO. We're getting set for the start of the second half. It's Sioux High in girls basketball and the Marquette Redettes 16-11. Sioux High has the lead, and they get the second half possession. Up by five, moving the ball from right to left, as seen in the radio dial, shooting at the south end basket. Alaspa throws it away, a miscommunication between her and Knowles. Marquette ball.
And she immediately knew it and put her hands on her head like, yep. Oops.
Now the Redettes bring it down. This is Puskula. Puskula over to Michelin. Michelin guarded by Erickson. Michelin up high on the perimeter. Erickson down low. And rather, that's Kelly down low to Mulatto. Hook shot rolls off the rim. Rebound Sioux High Knowles. Knowles now right lane outlet pass. Erickson throws it away, but Knowles chases it down at half court. 16-11 Sioux High. We played nearly 30 seconds of the second half. Dribble drive, left hand, Erickson. A little give and go to McLean. McLean around Mulatto. Nice move. Shot no good. The rebound, Mulatto on the Redettes. Here comes Marquette the other way, down by 5, 7:15 to go in the third. Cross half court now. They'll bring it down. This is Michelin. Michelin, right wing side, Puskula. Mid-range jumper, no good. Rebound, Sioux High. Haller got a hand on it to McLean. Here come the Blue Devils. 7 minutes to go in the third. Erickson pushes the floor to the right lane. Now crossover dribble in the lane. Dishes in the paint. Hesitation. Alaspa puts it off the glass and in for Lily.
Nice job by Lily.
It is 18-11. Sioux High with the lead over Marquette. Get the lead up now to 7 with 6:40 to go here in the third. Michelin guarded by Erickson. Michelin now up high in the post. Kelly to the right side, guarded by McLean. Now Kelly kicks it out left side for a long three. That's no good for Warchalk. The rebound goes to Sioux High. Here come the Devils. This is Haller. Bounce pass, Knowles. Knowles right hand shot, no good. Rebound over the rim. It's chased down by the Redettes, and Marquette will bring it down. Now Marquette pushes it down to Puskula. Puskula with the ball. Puskula dribble drive left hand. Bounce pass Mulatto. Mulatto nearly lost a handle on it. Right side Michelin for three. It's good from downtown.
Nice decision by Mulatto to kick the ball out for an open three for Marquette.
And it's a 18-14 Sioux High lead on the three by Michelin. Dribble drive left hand. Now up top, free throw line extended, McLean. Right wing side on the perimeter, this is Alaspa. Alaspa up top, fakes a three, free throw line extended, Erickson. Swing pass left side on the perimeter. Now inside the three-point arc, Knowles. Knowles back to midcourt, it goes to McLean. Emily hands off to Haller. Haller, free throw line extended, Erickson. Back on the left side, Alaspa down low on the block. Couple dribbles for Erickson. Pump fake, puts it off the glass, no good. Rebound Sioux High, Erickson's there. Whistle and a foul on Mulatto.
Good job by Erickson posting up and having the persistence to follow her missed shot.
5.5 left in the third, 18-14 Sioux High. Dave Watson, Ray Bell at the Sioux High Gym. Blue Devil girls basketball tonight against Marquette. Frank Blissett's our broadcast engineer back at the Radio Sioux Studios. Knowles shot blocked. Here come the Redettes. They have numbers in transition. Now Michelin left side. Nice layup. Nice little hesitation around Haller up and in. Yeah.
One of the most underrated moves is that little hesitation move.
Now Alaspa, right wing side of the perimeter, Knowles. Knowles rotates up top, fakes a three in the low block, McLean. McLean back outside, left side, Alaspa's open for three. It's off the rim, and it will go out of bounds in the left corner. Back to Marquette and an 18-16 Sioux High lead. 5:03 left here in the third. We get substitutions. Mackenzie Bell comes in, Alaspa leaves. McLean will exit as well for Sioux High as Lily Kelger enters the game.
That was a good offensive possession, though. They got the ball inside, got a wide open look outside, just didn't make the shot.
Puskula brings it down. Puskula guarded by Knowles. Now Puskula, right wing side on the perimeter. Mulatto lobs it underneath, knocked away by Erickson. It goes out of bounds. And it will be Suhai ball, or Marquette ball underneath. Redettes will inbound it underneath their own basket. Zoe Smith to do the honors.
It's really tough for teams to lob it into the post the way Suhai plays defense.
Bounce pass underneath. Mulatto can't get a handle on it. Haller did, and we get a jump ball possession. The arrow goes to the Redettes. 4:46 to go in the third, 18-16. Suhai by two. Marquette ball underneath their own basket. Zoe Smith on the inbounds. Smith better get it in as Marty Spencer's counting. Along the baseline, left side, rolling up top, Mulatto. Dribble drive, left hand, nice move, puts it up, no good. Rebound underneath, and that's Kelly taking it away from Haller, up it in.
Yeah, and those are plays you can't have. You got to get that ball.
Avery Kelly with the shot. Kelger brings it down for Suhai. We're tied at 18. And now back to midcourt. This is played by Erickson. Left wing side for three. Haller's there, in and out. Rebound, Michelin. Michelin gets it away from Bell, and here come the Redettes. Tied at 18, they can retake the lead. 4:15 to go in the third. Now Michelin, left wing side on the perimeter. This is played by Puskula, guarded by Knowles. Puskula wants to go down low. Knowles won't let her. She'll kick it back outside. Back to midcourt it goes. Michelin rolls off a screen. Nice give and go to Mulatto, wide open, up and in. Timeout on the floor. Suhai needs it in a 20-18 Marquette lead. Michelin and Mulatto really getting it going for the Redettes here in the third.
Yep, and they're allowing Mulatto to post up inside and not doubling her. And that last play there, Marquette drove. One player slid over like they're supposed to, but there was another player that didn't slide that left a Marquette player wide open.
Pat was raving about Brooklyn Michelin in the tip-off show interview and talked about, of course, that's a familiar name, Aspen Michelin, who played for the Redettes last year. It really hurt Suhai in the first half of that Suhai win. When Marquette had the lead, Michelin was really getting it going. Aspen, the older sister to Brooklyn, is a freshman at Michigan Tech who plays for the Huskies in college basketball now. So, of course, good bloodlines there of female basketball players in the Michelin family as Brooklyn has really turned it on in the second half.
Yes. And the Suhai, they've got to come down and get good shots.
20-18, Marquette with the lead, 3:56 to go here in the third quarter. Haley Knowles on the inbounds for Suhai. She'll get it to Claire Erickson, back to Knowles. 3:50 to go here in the third and a two-point Redettes lead. Haley Knowles guarded there by number 20 for Marquette, that's Remillard. And now up high in the post, Erickson hands off to Kelger, splits defenders, nice move for Lily up and in with the left hand.
And that's great having Lily come off the bench to be that super sub to have offense coming off.
Tied at 20, Marquette with a ball, whistle on the play across half court. And we have a foul on Suhai. The Marquette player lost her own footing there, but they do call the foul.
Yeah, unfortunately, Jordan Haller was close enough and kind of had a hand on her where, even though you're right, she did trip on her own feet, the foul's going to get called against the Sioux.
Marquette across half court, the inbounds, Mulatto. Mulatto gets it into the back court, now to Michelin. 3:30 to go in the third, tied at 20. Redettes of the ball, Michelin. Michelin hesitation, gets around Kelger. Nice move, left hand up and in for Brooklyn Michelin.
And that's way too easy. The Suhai player's got to step over and help stop that drive.
Michelin, all seven of her points are in this third quarter. Now Knowles back outside, 22-20 Marquette. 3:10 to go here in the third. Kelger up high in the post, Erickson, one dribble, free throw line extended. This is Alaspa, left wing side, Bell for three off the rim. Rebound, Suhai, Kelger. Kelger, the hook shot, no good, but a foul on Kelly and the Redettes.
Lily Kelger is so amazing. How many offensive rebounds she gets, and she might be the smallest player on the floor, but she instantly goes up strong and quick and either scores or draws the foul.
Plays so much bigger than her little frame.
Yes.
Down low. And Kelger's first free throw off the front half of the rim, no good. And right, get another.
Yep. And right now, if you're Suhai, if I'm Pat, I want Claire Erickson to start looking to score more. Right now, she's being more of a passer. I think she needs to look to become more of a dominant scorer.
Kelger's second shot off the rim. That won't fall. The rebound, Redettes. Here's Kelly. Kelly dishes it off, and the Marquette Redettes will bring it down. Now dribble drive left hand. This is Puskula moving to her right. 22-20 Marquette, 2:50 to go in the third. Now Puskula, left wing side on about a foot outside the perimeter. Mulatto inside. Mulatto at the charity stripe. Kelly back outside to Puskula, guarded by Kelger. 2:40 to go in the third. 2-point lead for the Redettes, 22-20. Marquette ball. This is Puskula. Puskula travels.
Yes.
And a good call by Marty Spencer. He was right on top of that.
And now that Haller's out of the game, Erickson is guarding Mulatto, who I think is a good move on Pat's part because she's got the height to play inside.
Ben Smith wanted to make a substitution, and he will be able to. Kelly comes out of the game, and they get Olivia McMahon back in. 2.5 to go in the third. 2-point lead Marquette. Sue high ball. Right wing side, Erickson up high in the post, and this is played over to McLean, back to Erickson, to Laspa, back to Emily. McLean, free throw line extended over to Lily Alaspa. Alaspa, Mackenzie Bell, 2 feet outside the perimeter, up behind the post. This is going to be played by McLean to Kelger, driving the lane, whistle, contact made, and a foul on Marquette.
And Kelgar has been the saving grace this quarter for Sioux High.
Foul on the Redettes. It's on Puskula, her third. Sending Kelger to the line for Sioux High in a 22-20 Marquette lead. Kelger's first free throw is good. 1 point Marquette lead.
And Kelgar's got such a quick step when she gets a lane. There's not too many players that can stop her.
Redettes get Puskula out of the game. Ben Smith wants a timeout. 22-21. Timeout Marquette here late in the third quarter of play in what's been a quick moving basketball game here tonight.
Yes.
It really has. Well officiated.
Yes.
And, of course, veteran officials out there, and Buzz Menard along with Marty Spencer and, of course, Jimmy Myers, a veteran crew, and they've done a nice job. And a 1 point lead for Marquette here over Sioux High, but it's been tight all the way through.
It's been a chess match.
Yep.
Back and forth. I think, what, 7 has been our largest lead, but it hasn't lasted long, so.
Two veteran coaches,
yep,
have had a lot of success, know each other well, and that's a lot of times when you do get the chess match. So you have two guys that know each other and know their patterns very well.
I personally like coaching these guys that were predictable in what right. they did. The ones who were kind of did different things, they were harder to coach against because
right.
you had no idea what they were going to do.
Now Kelger. Second one off the rim, that won't fall. Rebound goes back to Marquette with a 1 point lead, 21-22. Redettes bring the ball down. This is Brooklyn Michelin rolling off a screen. Left wing side, Warchalk. Warchalk underneath Mulatto. She's triple teamed. Kelger's right there. Jump ball possession. The hero goes to the Devils.
A nice swarming defense to get a hold of the ball and force the jump ball.
Lily Kelger to Alaspa. Under 2 minutes to go here in the third and a 22-21. Marquette lead. Lily Alaspa. Alaspa with a ball up top. At the free throw line, McLean give and go. Alaspa underneath, up, and no good for Haller, but she'll go to the line. Boy, she's been snake bitten the whole game, that kid.
Yes,
she'll
she
go.
Has.
She keeps on plugging away, though.
Which is good, because a lot of kids don't. So that was a great play past the high post. Alaspa backdoor cuts, then a nice pass over to Haller.
Haller at the charity stripe. First one's good. And we're tied again, 22 all.
Hopefully just for a short time, and hopefully Jordan makes this free throw to put us up.
Now Haller hits them both. 24-22 Sioux High. You like good defensive basketball? Well, we have it for you tonight. And now Marquette has it. This is Michelin. Michelin, she's tightly defended by Haller. They bring it down, and a whistle.
Travel.
And Buzz Menard called that travel on that left side. I thought maybe they missed it, but they call it on Marquette and Warchalk and Sioux High ball in a 23-22 Blue Devil lead.
Good job on the zone half-court trap that time.
Alas, but a Haller, left wing side on the perimeter. Jordan up high on the post, McLean. Hand off Jordan. Jordan goes up, shot no good, and the rebound to Haller, shot won't go. It's batted in the left corner. McLean chases it down for Sioux High to midcourt to Alaspa. Back it goes to Emily. McLean lobs it underneath. Kelger's shot, blocked, but a foul. Warchalk thought she got all ball. There is contact there, and Kelger will go to the line.
And Kelger's been posted up for like the last four passes, waving her hand like, give me the ball.
They got it to her that time, minute 10 to go. Here in the third, fouls on Warchalk. And that is her second foul on Warchalk as Kelger hits the first free throw.
So how many points does Calgar have in this quarter?
Let's see, three and four. Now five.
Five.
She hits another free throw, and she connects on that one, and it's 25-22. Blue Devils up by three with a timeout on the floor. And a three-point lead here for the Blue Devils, 25-22. It's been a game of several lead changes and streaks.
Very streaky, because Marquette started the third quarter. They went to the streak, got up by two, and now the Sioux turn around, and they've got on their streak to put them up by three.
25-22, Sioux High with the lead over the Marquette Redmen. The Marquette Redettes here in girls basketball. Dave Watson, Ray Bell at the Sioux High Gym. Broadcast engineer tonight is Frank Blissette, working our variable resistors back at the 1230 WSOO studios in Sioux St. Marie, as the Blue Devils right now just outside the city of Sioux St. Marie, as Sioux High will come out with McLean, Bell, Haller, along with Alaspa and Knowles. As Marquette comes out of their timeout with Olivia McMahon out there, and they will also bring out Hannah Young for the Redettes. This is a big lineup. Warchalk and Michelin out there for Marquette. They bringing out all three bigs. And now Kelly. Kelly gets the ball across half court. Back outside, McMahon for three. It's short. Rebound underneath, loose ball. They battle, jump ball. And the arrow will go to the Redettes of the three-point lead with under a minute to go here in the third. Interesting, Ben Smith brings all his bigs into the game here.
Yep, and Coach Bedden switched a different type of zone press.
And now Marquette on the inbounds. This is Michelin in the left corner. Up top, Remillard. Remillard, free throw line extended. This is Raina Warchalk. Warchalk underneath. Warchalk gets it to McMahon. McMahon has it knocked away, tied up by Emily McLean, and the arrow will go to Sioux High. Great defense by Emily.
Yep. And Marquette's thinking probably bringing the three post players in as have a height advantage over the Sioux.
Three-point lead for the Blue Devils, especially when you have Erickson out of the game right now.
Yes.
And now this is Mackenzie Bell. Bell drives underneath, puts it up, and a tough shot off the rim. Rebound, loose ball, and a travel on the Redettes. Sioux High ball onto her backside. Went McMahon with the ball, and she travels, says Marty Spencer. Sioux High inbounds it underneath with 33 seconds to go here in the third. McLean, right corner for three, on the right wing, rather. Knowles in and out. Rebound out of bounds off of Bell and Sioux High. Marquette ball.
And Bell was probably lucky that it was that.
There was contact.
Yes. Could have very easily been a foul.
Michelin on the inbounds. Knowles defending. Brooklyn Michelin brings it down with 20 seconds to go in the third. 25-22, Sioux High right now with a lead. Left wing side now. This is Warchalk back outside, 2 feet outside that perimeter. Haller defending. Michelin hand checks her. Brooklyn now underneath, gets it to Kelly, up no good, but a foul on Sioux High with 8.1 seconds to go here in the third.
A good quick post move, and Emily kind of nudged forward a half step and got called for the foul.
Kelly to the line for Marquette. First one's good. As Avery able to hit that on that first one to make it a 25-23 Sioux High lead. And now Kelly at the charity stripe as Ben Smith gets substitutions into the game. Number 40, Haley Patermoster has come into the game. And now Kelly hits the second free throw as well. Sioux High on the inbounds. Redettes back off into a half-court set defensively. 25-24, Sioux High. 3 seconds to go. Give and go. Last put to the right hand. And it's good in the foul as the horn sounds. She will get an opportunity for a three-point play.
The adjustment that Coach Bennett made to go into the high post, feeding and give and go, has really worked the last 4 minutes of this quarter.
And it will be a last bit of the charity stripe. Foul is on Hannah Young, or her first. And now Alaspa at the charity stripe. And Lily, did she connect on that one? No.
No.
Nope, and that's no good, and that's the end of the quarter, as Sioux High has a 27-24 lead. We'll be back in 60 seconds on 1230 WSOO. Lead. And the second free throw for Knowles, no good, but the follow, Haller won't go. Another shot up and in for Erickson and Suhai.
A nice job controlling the boards and getting a good shot.
Knowles able to make one, miss one. It's 30-24. Suhai's largest lead is 6, and there's a steal, Erickson, but Mulatto gets it back for the Red Hats. Now there's another steal. This is Kelger this time to Knowles. In transition, she travels. And she caught the ball. She was in kind of a no man's land where that ball went up high, and there was a good chance there's going to be a travel, and there was. Marquette ball, 6-point lead for the Blue Devils over the Red Hats. Largest lead of the game here for Suhai in a long time. And now this is Michelin pushing off Haller. Kelly across half court to Mulatto. Mulatto now bounce pass left side, having trouble with it was the Red Hats. That's going to be Warchalk. Nice move to the hoop. Shot won't go. The rebound, Mulatto. Mulatto twists and turns and fights it up and in with the right hand.
Yeah, there were three Marquette girls there and just Lily Kelger. You're not going to win that battle.
30-26, Suhai by 4. Kelger head faking a 3. Blue Devils by 4 with 6:10 to go in regulation. Midcourt Knowles. Knowles hanging out of the ball. Now defending is going to be Puskula, giving her plenty of room. Right wing side, Alaspa. Alaspa rotates up top. Mulatto defending. Down low, Erickson. Back to Alaspa. Alaspa puts it up, whistle, and a travel. Buzz Menard right on top of that one. 5:57 to go in the fourth in a 30-26 Suhai lead.
Yeah, that probably wasn't a good cut by Alaspa there with Erickson got the ball. It was too jammed up.
Now in the inbounds, they might get 5 seconds. They finally thread the needle to Puskula. Kelly able to get it in. Now Puskula in trouble, and they're still not across half court. 10 seconds being counted. Puskula finally gets it across. No, she didn't. Jimmy Myers, even with that Rudyard math, able to count to 10, able to get it, and it will be a Suhai ball. I was going to slip Jimmy once during the broadcast. Got it in. Now Knowles on the inbounds. Substitutions, Haller leaves for Suhai. And they get McLean back in with 5:48 to go in the fourth and a 30-26 Suhai lead.
Classy but yet funny on that jab.
Kelger at the charity stripe, back at the free throw or three-point arc to McLean. McLean throws it back. This is Kelger and reaching foul on Puskula and the Red Hats. That is her fourth.
That's a big foul.
One of their better players, Kalia Puskula, sending Kelger to the charity stripe. And Marquette will get a substitution. Zoe Smith, who's played very well off the bench, will come in for Puskula here. Kelger to the charity stripe. 5:34 left in the fourth. 30-26 Suhai. It's a 1-1. Kelger can't hit it, but the rebound goes to McLean. McLean gets it outside. Knowles for 3, and it's good from downtown. Could have called a foul there, too.
Yes.
She was bumped after the play, but Knowles hits the 3 for Suhai. Full court press by the Blue Devils. Marquette throws the ball away. 33-26 Suhai, and the Blue Devils get the ball back. A big 3 by Haley Knowles.
Yeah. And the Suhai press has been much better. That person has been sprinting to cover up that open pass.
Now they'll bring it down to Kelger. Kelger, right wing side. This is Erickson. Dribble drive in the 3-point arc. Erickson stops and pops in the lane. In and out, the follow, and she's fouled. Got contact underneath.
I think if Claire, as she drove, if she pulled up one dribble sooner, she would have a much easier jump shot.
And to your point, I would like to see a little bit more aggressiveness by Claire.
Yes.
She's a little too, as you stated earlier, a little too unselfish.
Yes.
Take it to the rack. You know, that's something to bring up in the post game with Coach Bennett here, and especially if Suhai wins. I'm going to bring it up if they lose.
Hey, I could do it on my way out the door.
Yeah.
Dave said.
Yeah, thanks, as he's coming up here, choking me with the mic cord. But I like to see a little more aggressiveness, like you said earlier, and you said it very well. And even there, to your point, take that extra step, just take it. Try to take control of this.
Yes,
game.
She's either got to drive all the way up like Lily Alaspa does, Lily Kelger, go all the way to the rack, draw the foul, or pull up one dribble sooner.
Right.
So you got that uncontested, not kind of that in between.
Right. Just, you know, a little bit too unselfish. And if you would say that is, you know, normally you don't say that's a fault, but just a little more aggressiveness from her with her frame.
Yeah, sometimes I'd have players on my team that I'd say, you have to shoot 15 shots every game.
Hannah Vesely didn't have to tell her not to be
no.
aggressive. Erickson, but misses the free throw as she doesn't connect on that one. and the rebound goes back to Marquette, and it's 33-26, Sioux High with the lead. Red Hats now, dribble drive, right hand, Michelin, a nice move to the hoop, up and in.
Yeah, that was perfect drive.
Boy, she's a good ball player. 33-28, lead is down to 5, 4:45 left in the fourth, Alaspa. McLean, right wing side, mid-range jumper, right side, Erickson off the rim. Rebound underneath, there's Kelger, it won't go. Rebound goes back to Marquette, and here come the Red Hats. Now Marquette will bring it down. Red Hats now push it down the floor. This is played to Michelin. Michelin now trying to get around Alaska. The low block, Mulatto. Nice move over Erickson. Whistling a foul on Claire Erickson. That will be her first.
Yeah, well, that's all right.
Sending Maria Mulatto to the line. 4:25 to go in the fourth. 33-28, Sioux High by five.
Yep, Mulatto is very good in the post. Gets the ball, very confident, quick, strong moves.
And Maria Mulatto at the charity stripe for the Marquette Redettes. So get a second free throw. She misses the first.
Now the Sioux better be ready. The last trip up the floor, Marquette had a little zone press on.
She connects on the second one. It's 33-29. Blue Devils by four. Haller back in the game with Knowles along with Kelger, Alaspa, McLean. For Sioux High, they get Erickson to get a breather before they bring her in for the final couple minutes. Knowles, left wing side, Haller. Haller cross court, Alaspa. Alaspa dribble drive left hand and a double dribble. Poured into Buzz Menard, a good call, and it's Marquette ball. And the Blue Devils have a 4-point lead with 4:12 to go here in the fourth.
Yes, I like how the Sioux, as they came down the floor, they communicated half court trap, got themselves set so they easily beat it.
And now the inbounding pass goes to Brooklyn Michelin. Michelin brings the ball down. Knowles defending with those long wingspan of arms she has. And oh, there's a tough screen as she goes down. Kelly drilled her there on that screen. Kelly gets the ball at the free throw line. Shot no good. Rebound Sioux High. Here come the Devils by four. They have the lead. 3:50 to go here in the fourth. Now Alaspa down low, McLean. McLean, baby hook up, no good. The rebound, Alaspa for Sioux High off the backboard. Loose ball underneath. Redettes come up with it. Now Marquette brings it down, McMahon. McMahon quickly to Michelin to Zoe Smith on the right wing side. Down low, Mulatto around McLean, up and in with the right hand.
Great job by Marquette. Mulatto ran up the floor, got in the low block.
33-31, Sioux High by two with 3:20 to go. Knowles, long pass, Alaspa. Charity stripe, McLean, right wing side, mid-range jumper at the baseline. Kelger, no good. Rebound, Haller, up and in, and the foul for Jordan.
A big shot for Jordan. She anticipated the ball was going to be short, got up, went up strong. This time the ball went in for her. Now she got a chance to make the old-fashioned three-point play.
She's been snake-bitten, like we said, but she just keeps on fighting and fighting.
And she's had an act the last two games of making big shots at the right time.
Three fouls on Kelly. Three-point play connected by Haller. Big shots for Jordan late. And 3:14 to go on the fourth and a 36-31 lead. Lead up to five. Now it's Michelin across half court. Michelin now moves left wing side on the perimeter. They'll work it around. This is Remillard. Cross-court pass Zoe Smith. Smith now back to midcourt. Michelin rolls off a screen, loses the basketball. They chase it down, Remillard. Remillard for the Redettes, and a whistle. She ran out of real estate, loses the ball. Excellent defense by the Blue Devils. Sioux High takes over. They lead by 5, 36-31, 2:53 left.
Now, if you're Sioux High, you don't have to score that first pass. Work the ball so you get the shot you want. And make sure you have short, good passes because Marquette's in their half-court trap and may look to start stealing and fouling.
Knowles walks the ball up the floor. They bring it across half-court. Knowles double-teamed. Now McLean, bad pass, picked off, loose ball. Redettes come up with it. Sioux High steals Erickson. Erickson with the ball. Pat Bennett calls a timeout with 2:39 to go. That was a good timeout with 2:39 left and a 5-point Sioux High lead.
Yeah, and actually the pass to McLean, as a coach, I would give the turnover to McLean. It's her job. She's got to step forward, and she's got to make them play because otherwise the guard has no options.
Terrific basketball game here. It's been a defensive battle, but it's several lead changes, and these two teams have been duking it out in a very good basketball game. 36-31, Sioux High has the lead late with 2:39 left in regulation and a 5-point lead here at the Sioux High Gym. The JV game earlier tonight was a dandy as well. Marquette won that in overtime, 55-49. here at the Sioux High Gym. Sioux High had the lead late, and the junior Redettes were able to score and tie the game, send it to overtime. Marquette took over from that point. Here, 5-point lead for Sioux High with 2:39 left in regulation. Blue Devils will have the ball in front of their own bench to inbound it in a moment. Emily McLean to do the honors. As Emily will get the ball from Jimmy Myers. Alaspa gets the inbounds. Knowles out there, Erickson, McLean, and Haller for Sioux High. Alaspa up high in the post. McLean, nice pass, give and go. That's Haller, and Jordan puts it up and in.
Good play. Marquette had switched and was going to stay in a 1-2-2 zone.
38-31, Blue Devils, 2:20 to go. Now Michelin, left wing side. On the perimeter, they lob it across. Erickson steals, loose ball. Erickson in the left lane in transition. She has numbers, left hand shot up and in for Claire.
Nice shot, tough shot, but she did that with confidence.
And there's an inbounding pass knocked away by Knowles. Marquette ball, 2:06 to go. 9-point lead, 40-31. What a nice steal by Erickson on that sideline there. Those long arms, able to bat it up to herself and hit the shot.
And the strength to not get pushed out, because the Marquette girl was trying to kind of body her and she didn't let that happen.
And had a good speed to get away from her as well. Whistle on the play, and there's a carry for Michelin, and it will be Sioux High ball at half court.
And she went up strong and took the shot that
yes.
time.
Yes, she did. Now Knowles, midcourt, Alaspa. Under two to go on the fourth and a 40-31 Sioux High lead. Lily Alaspa with a ball at the charity stripe up high. McLean, Haller, free throw line extended. This is Erickson, right wing side. Knowles back to midcourt. Alaspa, Sioux High by nine, looking to go 4-0 on the young season over a good Marquette team. Alaspa stumbles. She keeps her dribble somehow. Lily double teamed in the perimeter now. Haller back to midcourt. Knowles working some clock. 1:30 to go. Alaspa back towards half court. Yeah, Zoe Smith trying to foul, and now Alaspa hanging onto the ball, bumping off of Zoe Smith. Down to a minute 20 to go. Sioux High by nine. Sioux High working some clock. Marquette going for the steal. That was Mulatto. Alaspa hanging onto the ball. Now she loses her dribble there, picks up the ball, whistle on the play, and we get a timeout called with 1:12 to go.
Personally, as a coach, I would like the ball moving more.
Yeah.
Lily does a great job. I used to have a point guard that was like Lily, that's like, I'm going to handle the ball, coach. And she'd get fouled, she'd make the free throws. So couldn't really argue with her, and
no.
She never turned it over. But
didn't mean you had to like it, though.
No.
But, I don't care what the age is. Sometimes, can't argue with women, even the young ones in that situation. And, hey, she was right. She hit the shots. But Sioux High able to get the time. There's a timeout on the floor with 40-31. Sioux High with a 9-point lead. And not a high-scoring game, but this has been a very nicely played basketball game by two really good teams.
Yeah, I'd rather see a well-played basketball game than one with a lot of points and
yeah.
no defense. And
that tells you you're a basketball junkie if you like defense. And I am too.
Yeah.
And Emily McLean on the inbounds for Sioux High. Alaspa, Knowles, Haller, Erickson out there with McLean. Marquette will have Remillard along with Puskula. Looks like number 40 is back in the game for Marquette. That's going to be Poster Mater. And now back to Alaspa. Whistle on the play. Contact made and a foul. I believe it's on Remillard.
Yep. And I like Buzz Menard there. Smart official, because you realize Marquette's going for the fouls now. Sometimes some officials, they won't call the little touch and then it gets out of hand.
Yep. Remillard, first foul of the game for Remillard, and Alaspa hits her first free throw.
And that's good. This is what she needs to do, make those free throws at the end.
10-point Blue Devil lead, largest lead of the game. It's now 11. 42-31, Sioux High, 1:10 to go. Marquette will bring it down. Redettes trying to push it down the floor. Number 20 with the ball, Remillard. Remillard across half court on the sideline. Now driving the lane for Marquette is going to be Peter Moster. Now Peter Moster trying to get it across, and she'll lose it. Sioux High gets it back. Alaspa, 50 seconds to go. Sioux High up by 11. Looking to go 4-0. They'll have Brimley in here tomorrow night, and then Rudyard here on Thursday. Loose ball, half court. Knowles gets it back. It was knocked away by the Redettes, so no over and back. Marquette gets a steal again, and this is played by the Redettes. They'll dribble down the floor. This is Peter Moster underneath, shot no good, and the loose ball rebound goes to Puskala. She's fouled with 30 seconds to go. Puskala to line.
But if you're Coach Spennan and the Suhai Blue Devils, it's nice to have this little cushion here so you don't have to worry so much.
Emily McLean's third foul of the game, and the first free throw for the Redettes is good by Puskala. 42-32 Suhai.
And Suhai's done a much better job of staying out of foul trouble after the quick fouls in the first half.
Puskala at the charity stripe connects on that one as well. 42-33 Suhai by nine. Substitutions. Pusko will leave. They go with size to get McMahon back in the game. Now Erickson running the baseline to Knowles on the inbounds. Back to Claire. Claire, they did this against St. Ignace at times. Get the ball in your best, one of your best ball handlers instead of a point guard. It's Erickson. Now Knowles on the inbounds, and the foul by McMahon, or make that Hannah Young.
Yep, and now that's part of the game. So now you just step to the free throw line, make the free throws. And one thing nice about having Claire bring the ball up is she's so tall.
Right.
She can make good decisions, see over the top of the defense.
They did that in the St. Ignace game.
Yes.
Early in the third quarter, it seemed to work pretty good. Knowles to the charity stripe.
Back when I had Hanna Vesala, that's what I did against St. Ignace too.
Yep.
Or Jessica Graham.
Good move.
Yeah.
As that swarming, the swarm-like bees in a full-court press. Hannah Knowles hits the first free throw. That one, second one is good for Suhai. 44-32, Blue Devils with the lead. 44-33, I should say. 17 seconds to go. Now Hannah Young shot off the rim and out. Rebound goes back to the Blue Devils. And ripping that one away is Alaspa. Alaspa now will work the clock. And Suhai will go to 4-0. 44-33 will be the final score as Suhai knocks off the Marquette Redettes in an impressive win. 44-33. Ray, Suhai off to a good start at 4-0 and two wins the last two games against quality teams, their arch nemesis, St. Ignace, and then, of course, anytime you beat the Redettes, and this was another good basketball game, and they're up to the test yet again.
Yep, no, the Suhai's looking good. They're getting better each and every game. And 4-0 against two really good opponents after you've lost two good players from last year's team. The Sioux's got kind of like the Iron Six that play a ton of minutes, and then you get the Bell Girl coming off, adding a seventh player. They're doing quite well.
And that's the thing. They go through adversity. They might get the adversity, get into some adversity or struggles in that, and they turn around, and they're able to correct things as the game goes on. We saw it the other night against St. Ignace. Same deal here tonight.
Yeah. I mean, this is great to have two, at times, close games. St. Ignace was back and forth a little bit closer, to be able to step up and learn how to make those plays. I know this group of girls has been playing AAU all the way up through. Now they're seniors and playing against the best competition. They're really shining and looking really well.
Well, another good win here by Suhai. Ray, as always, pleasure having you up here in the gondola to talk some basketball. We've seen two good games the last couple of games. Thanks for joining us here tonight. I know we have a long week of basketball.
Hey, it's fun.
All right, thank you. Ray Bell, our basketball analyst for Suhai for boys and girls basketball here on Radio Sioux. Post-game show coming up. I'll have the final stats. Much more coming up. Of course, Coach Bennin will be making his way up here. Another win for Suhai. Blue Devils win this one by the score of 44-33 as they knock off the Marquette Redettes here tonight. We will be back in a moment with more of the post-game show. Suhai 44, Marquette Redettes 33. Back in 3 minutes on 1230 WSOO. Back live at the Suhai gym as the Suhai Blue Devils win this one 44-33 over the Redettes in a very tight-fisted basketball game. And we knew it was going to be a tight one with this Marquette team. Ben Smith always has his teams ready to play, Pat, as Pat Bennin joins us here, the Suhai girls basketball head coach. But you said it, your kids find a way to win, and they did again here tonight and able to win by 11, much closer than that score would indicate. Terrific basketball game played on both sides. A very defensive battle here tonight, and it was a fun one to call.
Yeah, you know, and you hit it right on the head. We keep finding a way to win, and you know, I thought our defensively we were outstanding most of the night. You know, they were able to get it inside a little bit on us at different points, but I thought overall our kids played well defensively, and obviously, you know, to hold Marquette to 33 points has done a nice job. You know, and then in the fourth quarter they got it to, I think, 233-31, and we were able to put together a 9-0 run and kind of extended out from there. And, you know, I got to give our kids credit. They hit free throws when they mattered and closed it out and hit some big shots.
You know, Ray and I were talking to Jordan Haller early on. It looked like she was just snake bitten, but the kid just is a fighter. She just keeps on coming back until she's able to have success. And she had a little bit there in the fourth quarter. She just battles and continues to battle even when things aren't going her way.
Yeah, you know, and that's a sign of a senior that's been through the battles too. I mean, she's grown up a lot, and you know, early on as a junior, that probably would have hurt her a little bit. She probably would have put her head down, but not tonight. She battled through it, and like you said, she was snake bit, but she stepped up and hit 6 points for us in the fourth quarter, which were critical 6 points.
Those were critical, and you know, Claire Erickson in the fourth, we saw a little more aggressiveness from her. Nice steal on the sideline, and Ray said, I don't know how she's able to stay in bounds, but she did, and just ran away from the defender, and she showed some good play in that fourth quarter, a little more aggressiveness than she had earlier in the game, and that was nice to see.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And the other thing, you know, I mean, coming off of St. Agnes, our legs were going to be done a little bit. It was a track meet on Friday. We didn't practice Saturday or Sunday, but, you know, we came back here, and they did a good job, and I thought we responded well. And, you know, unfortunately, we got to go right back at it again tomorrow. So, you know, and I'm hoping that we can get some of that bench in a little bit. I thought Sage and Nolan came off and gave us about 5 minutes today, and DeMolin gave us another 3-4 minutes. I got to get some opportunities to get some kids in and find out what they can do as well, and I'm hoping, you know, maybe tomorrow and Thursday we get those opportunities.
Well, hopefully that is definitely the case. Congrats on the win. We'll talk to you tomorrow night when Brimley comes to town.
All right, thanks, Dave.
Thank you, Pat. And that is Sioux High head coach of girls basketball, Pat Bennin. And we will come back with the final stats and next game preview in a moment. Sioux High wins this one. It was a dandy. You knew it would be against a good Marquette team. 44-33, Sioux High wins it. And girls hoops back in 1 minute to close up shop and have final stats and next game preview in a moment on 1230 WSOO. Sioux High girls basketball wins this one here tonight, 44-33. Here's the final totals of the game for the Marquette Redettes here tonight. Give you their final totals as far as Maria Mulatto ended up with 11 points, 9 points from Brooklyn Michelin in the losing cause. They had 6 from Avery Kelly and 2 from Kalia Puskala, along with Zoe Smith had 2 and 3 by Reyna Werchok back in the second quarter of play. And free throw shooting for the Redettes here tonight, they were 4 of 6 in the game for the charity stripe, 2 of 2 in the second half here for Marquette in this one. And from 3, they connected in the basketball game on 2 threes in that in this game, 1 in the first half and 1 in the second half of play. 2-point field goals, 9 for the game, 6 in the second half of play. For the Sioux High Blue Devils, they were led offensively in this one by 13 points from Lily Alaspa in the contest. And Lily Kelger, let's see, I missed her to count her up. She had 6, 8, 9, 10 points for Lily Kelger. 13 from Alaspa and 10 from Kelger. 7 from Erickson, 6 from Mackenzie Bell, 6 from Haley Knowles in the basketball game, and 3 from Mackenzie Bell and 2 from Emily McLean. Free throw shooting, they were 13 for 26 for the game, 11 of 16 in the second half. And on threes, they connected on 2 threes in that second half of play, rather for the game. Sioux High connects on 2 threes, or actually 3 threes they connected for the game, 1 in the second half and 2 in the first half, as Sioux High wins this one by a score of 44-33. JV game was Marquette winning that by a score of 55-49. Time for our next game preview. The Sioux High girls basketball team back in action tomorrow night here at the Sioux High gym. Brimley Bays will be come calling to the Sioux High gym. Tip-off show comes your way at 7 o'clock tomorrow night on Radio Sioux and 1230WSOO.com, and tune in as well. A reminder to listen to a replay of this broadcast and all our Blue Devil broadcasts, go to podcast.1230WSOO.com. and give us a little bit, and we'll have it up there. And I'd like to thank Scott Nason and crew for allowing us to be on their podcast site. Of course, the game is on there. Scott's show on Monday nights, 6 to 8 p.m., along with a plethora of different podcasts, including, of course, our Blue Devil broadcast and Coach's Corner as well. You have been listening to Sioux High Girls Basketball on the official radio home of Blue Devil Athletics, 1230 WSOO. For my partner, Ray Bell, tonight's broadcast engineer, Frank Blissett, I'm Dave Watson, saying the final score from the Sioux High gym, it was a dandy. In girls basketball, Sioux High's off to a 4-0 start. Marquette falls to 1-2. It was the Sioux High girls basketball team 44 and the Marquette Redettes 33. That will do it for now. Until next time, we are out of here.